This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Gloon.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Hey, Gloon.
Yeah,
ask me about Gloon. this is real weird because I didn't, at no point did I get this from the temple.
Yeah, no.
The temple's pretty good. Like the temple, you know, as far as early Lovecraft stuff is like, mm-hmm. is actually pretty readable.
Yeah.
I did not think that it was about Gloon.
No. I didn't think temple was like even part of the mythos, really.
No, it's real weird. It's like a German U-boat captain finds Atlantis, basically.
Mm, yeah.
You know, but instead, Gloon is a 10-foot tall, handsome nude man. Nobody expected that.
Nope. when I'm out there, when I'm keeping my eye open for mythos, I do not expect nude dudes walking. Well,
I do, but I think it's gonna be like Dreamland stink.
Oh yeah,
you know, yeah. This is one of those things. But no, this is just how he is. He's very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you touch him, you get it hurts you really badly. No.
The way that this is described, it's like one of the most painful things imaginable.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen this tacked on to any other attack, but the agony that this touch inflicts also causes the target to lose 10 percentiles of all skills until the wounds have been cured, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, quite a big percentage. You know, really, really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he can psychically grasp you, mm-hmm. if you have one of the statues of him.
Yes.
Which is just one of those old timey G.I. Joes that's naked.
Right.
Right? Like, basically a 10-inch tall naked man. You start having visions of this undersea, of this Atlantis, mm-hmm. area. Eventually you get obsessed with it and you want to go there. Hopefully Gloon can then find you.
Mm-hmm.
Once you actually take out Gloon, though, he turns into his real form, which is a wattled slug-like horror, and scuttles off.
Same.
So, yeah, if you ever fight him, like, if you're ever just like, this handsome man's going down, you know, he just turns like, it's very funny to me. Like, this is the catfish god. And that's in this book, where there's lots of actual literal catfish gods.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.